Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show.
How do you say no, even to your boss?
Hey, it's David, and you're listening to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, your source for practical leadership inspiration, tools, and strategies you can use to achieve transformational results without sacrificing your humanity or your mind in the process.
Welcome to the show. Today, you are going to get multiple different ways that you can handle one of the most common workplace conflicts that so many people struggle with, which is, how do you say no? How do you say no to a colleague that's inviting you to participate in a project that's really super cool and you want to do it, but you just can't? How do you say no to your boss? Of course, you know, we all know that no is a complete sentence, or just saying no thank you works in many situations, but it can be a little bit trickier when it's your boss asking or when it's a really cool project that you need to be collaborating on. So we're going to get into that. And of course, this season, if you are liking these practical ways to deal with workplace conflict, can't encourage you enough to check out our new book, Powerful Phrases for Dealing with Workplace Conflict: What to Say Next to De-Stress the Workday, Build Collaboration, and Calm Difficult Customers. So in this episode, we're talking specifically about how to say no. And in the book, that is just one of 30-some chapters of specific different scenarios, over 300 actual phrases you can use to de-escalate common workplace conflict situations, build trust, and make better decisions. So you can get that in paperback, ebook. And of course, you're listening, so if you want Karen and I in your ear, in your car, wherever you listen, we are the ones reading it in the audiobook format. So if you like what you hear in this episode, grab a copy of Powerful Phrases for Dealing with Workplace Conflict, and let me know if there are specific conflicts or questions that you have. I'd love to answer those on a future episode for you. All right, so let's get into specifically, how do you say no? Well, if you listened to the last episode, we covered the GOATs, or greatest of all time powerful phrases, and you'll recognize some of these will come back around in this conversation. But I want to take it back even two episodes ago, where we talked about the four dimensions of conflict and collaboration, specifically connection. Connection is critical when you're saying no. How do you see the other person as a human being and make sure that they know that you're connected to them? Clarity, then curiosity, and commitment. And so saying no effectively comes down to using all four of these dimensions together. And so we'll get into some specific phrases you can use for a variety of different say no situations. So generally, the way that I approach saying no, and the way that we talk about it in the book, is you want to say yes in order to say no. And here's something to think about. Every time you say yes to something, you were saying no to something else. So if you say yes to staying late at work, you're saying no to commitments with your family or friends or even time by yourself. You're always saying no every time you say yes. So if you say yes to a project that you can't possibly complete on time given your other priorities, you are saying no to something else getting done on time. What is that? So having that awareness of what you are saying yes and no to in any given moment will help you in your conversations. So let's start with this concept of saying yes to what's most important. so that you can say no. So someone brings you a project, they tell you what you're working on, they invite you to be a part of the group, and you're busy. You've got too many other priorities going on. So you might start by saying something like, "Wow, I'm impressed with all you're doing. I just can't help with this right now." So you start with your connection to the other person. "Hey, I'm impressed by all you're doing." A genuine, sincere, connecting comment, observing what's going on for them, seeing them. Another one you might try: "Thank you so much for thinking of me. I'm honored. I'm so sorry I can't say yes to this right now." Or, "That sounds like an important meeting for your project. I've got so-and-so there representing our team, and she's ready to brief everyone and answer questions." So, you know, you get into those meetings that just seem to include everyone, and you've already got somebody there, no need to duplicate. So you're combining that connection with clarity here. "Hey, that sounds like an important meeting for your project. I'm saying yes to the person. I'm connecting to what's important to them. I am seeing them and their reason for asking if they're inviting you to be a part of that meeting." Then I'm focusing on clarity. "We've got a team member there representing the team, and she's ready, given confidence. She's ready to brief everyone and answer those questions." And continuing in the vein of invitations to meetings, we can really focus on commitment and getting really clear about what's needed. So somebody invites you, "Hey, I'd like you to attend this meeting. It's on this topic." You might respond, "Hey, great. What's the contribution you need me to make for that meeting?" "Great, I'll get it to you in an email the day before." So there you can move to a specific clarity around what they need, acknowledging the request, and figuring out another way to get it to them. Or another way of driving to commitment in a meeting type situation: "You know what, you're right. It makes sense for me to spend 30 minutes with the team on that topic, and I am swamped. How about I come in for just that section at 3 p.m.? Or give me a text or a ring and I will pop into the virtual meeting if that's the case at that time." So you're limiting your exposure to the 3-hour-long meeting, giving them also what they need for the 30 minutes. Having the conversation around these things makes it possible you to find some different outcomes that can work. Let's say that you need to say no because you're confident that there is another route. You have expertise in a situation. So you might say something like, "Listen, I've studied this problem extensively, and here's what I know." And then you can end with curiosity so that you're not just saying that you have all the truth there ever is. "You know, I've studied this problem extensively. Here's what I know. Does your data suggest something different?" Or another curiosity bent: "I'm confident that we should take a different approach. Here's why. And I'm curious about your perspective." So going back to one of our greatest of all time powerful phrases, you know, "How does this look from your perspective?" Starting with our confidence, but then having the humility to invite their perspective is always a powerful way. You're saying yes and saying no at the same time. "So here's what I believe. Here's what I think we should do." And you support it with your data, you support it with your research, with your experience, with your evidence, and how does this look from your perspective? And then you can have a conversation and see what's up. All right, how about we need to say no based on values or ethics? Right, this is going to happen sometimes. These are some of the more simple ones. It really is about clarity. "Nope, can't do that. Violates our code of conduct." "No, that would be completely inappropriate. Yeah, that doesn't sit right with me ethically." And I've had these conversations where somebody sees it very differently, and so I can have that conversation: "Hey, that doesn't sit right with me ethically." And if they feel differently, I can listen. Like, talk to me about what you're thinking there. "This doesn't feel right to me. Let's call legal, HR, compliance, if there's a greater source of authority on that." You might go with a curiosity approach: "Thanks for thinking about this. This clearly looks like it's out of compliance here. Let's think a level deeper about the outcome you want and how we might get there." All right, so those are all examples of how to say no with values clashes, ethics violations. And now it's time for the prize, the mother of all say no conflict workplace conversations. How do you say no to your boss? Believe it or not, this is an essential skill. And even if you're thinking your manager doesn't want to hear a no, they need to hear a no. But they need to hear no's that are constructive, that are forward-looking, that are validating, and making sure to keep top priorities in mind. This is really where you're going to combine all four of these dimensions, all right? The connection, the clarity, the curiosity, and the commitment. So let's take a look at how this all plays together. Here's an example. Hey, boss, I am deeply committed to the success of the team, to this project. And what you're asking me to do here would mean that this timeline is going to slip or that this other project is not going to get the attention it needs, which concerns me because of the following consequences. And I'd list those out. Here's an alternative approach that might work. We could do this. How does that strike you? All right, so when we put all those together, we're starting with connection. When I say I'm deeply committed to the success of the team, to this project, to what we're trying to do here, to the goals, I'm connecting, I'm saying yes to the person, saying yes to my manager, yes to my boss. I see what you're doing here, and I am committed. So I'm connected. Then I go to clarity. What you're asking me to do here would mean this, whatever the this is. There's a trade-off. It's not just I don't like it. I mean, and we're all going to have to do things we don't care for sometimes. That's not the point. The point is when you have a real concern about a trade-off that's going to cause harm to something that's also of equal or greater importance. So what you're asking me to do here would mean these things would happen, and that concerns me because of these consequences. And we spell those out. That's clarity that your manager desperately needs from you. And too many of us hold that back because we either don't know how to say it or we're not comfortable saying it or we don't think they want to hear it. But when we're helping them achieve the goals that are important to them and putting that in front of them, that becomes a conversation, a meaningful conversation that you can have. And then when you go to, and an alternative approach might be, I'm thinking, what if we were to do this? Or how about if we approach it this way? We could make these trade-offs. We could extend this. We could resource this differently. If you have a proposed solution, you're getting into the curiosity phase. I'm suggesting that this might be possible. What do you think? And you're engaging in dialogue. So you're saying yes to the person, even while you say no to the specific request. You can't just always say yes, or you're saying no to something else. Here's another example. This project sounds so exciting, and I can't take on another thing unless we reprioritize my current work. How about at our next one-on-one, can we talk about everything I've got on my plate and where my contribution will make the biggest impact? All right, again, starting with that connection. This project sounds so exciting. Then clarity. And I can't take on another thing unless we reprioritize my current work. Going to curiosity and commitment. At our next one-on-one, can we talk about everything that I got going on and where my contribution will have the biggest impact? So we're getting curious there, exploring possibilities, but also we're driving to that 12th goat, scheduling the finish at the next one-on-one. So we have a defined time and place. We're going to have that conversation. So those are a couple of examples of how you can say no to say yes to what's most important. Start by saying yes to the person, making that connection, then getting clear about trade-offs, about consequences, about current prioritization, about current loads, resourcing, all of the clarity that people need. And most often, people aren't aware. And I think that's why this is so important. When you make the connection and then you add the clarity, you're helping people have information that they didn't have before. And I think when we don't do that because we're worried about, gosh, I don't know, can I say no, is this possible, and we don't add that clarity, we're assuming that they already know or should know. And maybe they should, but the fact is that they don't. If they did and they had a really good understanding of the consequences of what they're asking, they wouldn't have asked, or they would have asked in a different way. I said, I know that this is the case and this is what it's going to mean and this is what I'm asking anyhow. So if that didn't happen, they desperately need to know what you know. And this is how you communicate it. So those are some different ways to say no in a variety of different situations. You've got saying no when you've got the confidence and expertise, saying no by saying yes to what's most important when you're talking to colleagues and dealing with invitations to projects or meetings, saying no to values clashes and ethics violations, and then, of course, saying no to your boss. Your team, your manager, and your colleagues, not to mention your own peace of mind and health and wellness, all need you to be able to say no. Your customers and clients, the people who you're serving, need you to be able to say no in order to say yes to what matters most. So say no so you can say yes to what matters most and be the leader you'd want your boss to be. We'll see you on the next episode for more workplace conflict, more powerful phrases. And if you like what you heard in this episode, I invite you to grab a copy of Powerful Phrases for Dealing with Workplace Conflict. And do let me know if there are specific conflicts or questions you have. I'd love to answer those in a future episode for you. All right, we'll see you next time.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.